Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Be caller number 9 right now, and you will score a pair of tickets to see Rob Thomas at the Safeway Open in Napa Saturday, September 28th. Plus, you'll be in the running for the VIP upgrade, access to the private VIP viewing section. There are tickets available at safewayopen.com, or you can call us right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9. Get stoked out. Celebrity Trash, we are looking for fall interns, everybody. Yuzi, you do have an interview today. We have one, maybe.
Yes, a young man, and actually Nicole and I were just looking over some resumes.
Oh, good.
Saying what doesn't work and what does work.
Oh, great. Well, we're still looking for more applicants, so if you can get college credit and you're over 18, we'll happily pay you to ruin your social life by having to go to bed at 7 o'clock and get up at 3.
Some pickings.
Yep.
We got some pickings.
Yeah, we do.
So
it's true.
Good
but
chance.
We need you.
I'm looking up 4 good ones right here.
Oh, good.
All right, good.
That's all we need. Send your emailed resume and cover letter to yuzette@radioalice.com. All right, the trash is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Eat, drink, save the ocean. All right. Song of the summer, guys. Anybody want to make a wild guess as to what the song of this summer could be? Nope, that's not it. That is not the song of the summer.
Lil Nas X,
yeah.
Old Country Road.
No? I'm sorry to say that's wrong. It's Old Town Road.
Oh. I was even with them.
But wow, what a great guess. Imagine that.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the song of the summer, everybody.
All right.
I mean, it was number one basically all summer long until 2 weeks ago.
I still remember the very first time I heard it. Like, oh, wow. Vaughn introduced me to it.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Even funny. Before we, Vaughn knew all about it before we all jumped on and started talking about it.
It was Brian King Joseph who came in with this instrumental.
That's right.
He's the first person I heard mention
me
it.
Me too. Right. That's so funny. And then, so the song was around and then he did the collaboration with Billy Ray and that's when it shot to number one?
Yeah.
I see. Well, anyway, congratulations, Lil Nas X. You're the song of the summer with your Old Town Road.
Good for him.
You know, I know, it's great. So it's funny because as I look at this list, like Billie Eilish is on this list. And to me, that's not a song of the summer. Like, I think there's a difference between a big hit song and a song of the summer. Like, this to me, they're like, it's like Despacito. It's sort of fun and uplifting. And
well, that's where opinion
right
and charts sort of
yeah,
cross.
I'm not sure who decided.
I don't
these
disagree.
Were.
You want to be able to hear your song of the summer at a party where everyone's having a blast
sure.
and the sun is out and it's
this
not that you
be
couldn't
totally playing at a barbecue with the sun out, right?
I guess dancing
this isn't around. The version, though.
Yeah, play the real version.
Fine.
So Sunflower's on there, even though I feel like
right.
Sun, yeah, it was, you know, it's number two actually. I guess it was the last thing to be number one for a long time before Lil Nas X took over the world. The Chris Brown Drake song, No Guidance, that's number three. Billie Eilish is number four. Senorita, that's a good song of the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, they're at number five. Suge by DaBaby is number six. NLE Chopper, I don't know this song. NLE Chopper, Shot a Flow.
Yeah, because we haven't played it before. Here
has it
is.
Not been in the top 10? Is that the?
It hasn't.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
What does it sound like?
Yeah,
boy.
All right.
16-year-old.
I don't know. I just want my songs of the summer to be a little more
summer-like.
Yeah, summery. I don't know.
Happy.
Right. Lil Tecca was on there with Ransom at number 8. Somebody called Polo G featuring Lil TJ.
You've heard this before.
Have I? It's called Pop Out.
Yep.
It just doesn't feel summer. It's not screaming summer to me. And this one I'll go with. Lizzo, Truth Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, this feels like a song of the summer.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool and funky.
Argumentative, though. Like, it's Billie Eilish is, I'm a
no,
bad guy.
That's like the song of midnight. Song of Nine Inch Nails. Like, I don't know. Song of death and destruction. Lizzo, Truth Hurts, number 10 on the list. Globally, the number one is Senorita, followed by Old Town Road. You call me Senorita. On a totally different note, Rob Gronkowski is not coming back. He said, I'm making a big announcement yesterday. And everyone went, oh my God, he's going to come back. And he went, I'm going to start hawking CBD oil, everybody.
Everybody's doing it.
You know, I he left the door open. Mm. Did you hear his statement?
I didn't. I just
read his statement
was
the pain he'd and the recovery process had taken the fun out of his not only football but his life. And he is a dude who's had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I have all these quotes. It's not what did he say that made you think that he's left the
door
open?
He said, "I don't see myself coming back to football anytime soon. Not in the next 6 months."
Oh.
I mean, not in the next 4 days, not in the next. And he has this like jump around of time frames. But what he's saying is, if I ever felt good, healthy,
maybe I would.
I would consider playing again. But as life, and I get it. That's the same thing that Andrew Luck just said, which is this recovery and getting hurt again process sucks.
He was basically saying, let's see if I have this pretty long article. He's had 9 surgeries in 9 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, he's just always hurt, and he suffered. And he basically says, I know all about chronic pain. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down. I didn't like it. I was losing that joy in life. Mm-hmm. So CBD comes from pot. So it is a banned substance, and he and many other NFL players, and from other sports as well, are trying to lobby for it to be
legal in the sport. You know, when he's doing the quote you were just reading, as he's coming to the end of that sentence, I was losing the joy in life, he's starting to tear up.
Right.
Like, this is real for him. Whoa. He's not just doing a
sure.
So it's I get it.
He says of a hit that he took in the Super Bowl this year, it left him with a massive quad injury. He said, I slept 5 minutes that night. I couldn't even think. I was in tears in my bed after a Super Bowl victory. And then for 4 weeks, I couldn't sleep for more than 20 minutes a night. I was like, damn, this sucks. It didn't feel good. He basically said he started to use the CBD, and it was like a miracle. So he has teamed up. Abacus, I guess is the name of it. Abacus Health, a line of all-natural, fitness-oriented recovery products. Proponents of CBD products say they help athletes with pain, inflammation, even traumatic brain injuries. But because of its close relationship with THC, the psychoactive drug in cannabis, CBD has been banned in many pro sports venues. It does not produce the same high as THC. The World Anti-Doping Agency has lifted its own prohibition on CBD. That's like Olympic and World Cup athletes. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency warns that taking CBD products is risky for athletes because it's difficult to extract CBD from a marijuana plant without extracting some of the other 115 cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Yeah. Including THC that are found in the plant.
That's why I can't do it.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
I want to, though. I would love to have something that I can take that's natural that I can go to sleep or that will help me sleep. Mm-hmm. But my issue is not only what you just read, which is, are they able to extract it cleanly without any of the pot getting into the product?
Right.
But also mislabeling of product would be an issue in my mind. What if they gave me the wrong thing?
Right.
When I'm at a restaurant and I order a drink, I always push it at my wife. She takes a sip and makes sure there's no booze in it before I can drink it.
Well, you ordered like a raspberry lemonade right when you got back here.
Yeah,
and
down
it
the
had
street.
Vodka right. in it. And you, I mean, I just watched your whole countenance change. Like, oh my God.
I was so bummed in that moment. And that's the last alcohol that's touched my face. You guys were there for it. Mm-hmm. And it was not by choice.
Right. No.
I ordered damn lemonade, dude. And there was booze in that thing. And I just went, okay, I'm all right. But you know what? Honestly, I wasn't all right. It scared me. Because
you're a drunk.
Right.
And you work so hard.
Right.
And everything was cool.
Right.
And I never had a problem or an issue. But I feared it.
Of course you did. My God.
So that's one of the things that I fear with that stuff is...
Well, they're saying the CBD wouldn't fail a drug test for marijuana, but any of those other 115 would. There are several major sporting leagues, however, who still have a total ban on the substance. NCAA, NASCAR, Major League Soccer, Major League Baseball, although punishments for a positive drug test vary from league to league. It's also banned by the NFL. Several players have come forward, including Gronk, obviously, to urge the NFL to reconsider its stance. The NBA also bans the use of CBD, but former commissioner David Stern suggested it should be removed from the league's banned substance list. The National Hockey League tests players for marijuana use, but doesn't punish them for failed tests. Mm. They just want to know if you're using it or not.
Mm.
Anyway, that's what Rob Gronkowski's up to. He's not coming back anytime soon.
He doesn't need to. He's worth $250 million.
Yeah.
Get.
That's a lot of damn
Gronk
money.
Gronk is worth 250. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have even thought that.
What the internet
says. Why? I mean, is it the...
He did Tide commercials.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hey, but you know, it's got to be all sponsorship money, because even his reality show, Growing Up Gronk or whatever the hell the thing was called, like, those don't pay all kinds of money. I mean, I guess, unless you're a Kardashian. Rapper Too Short has also signed a big cannabis deal for a line of pre-rolls, everybody.
Sorry, that's wrong.
What?
Skip to another. I'm Vinny. How does 54 million sound?
Much more likely.
Sounds.
He's really good at his position, mm-hmm. but he plays on a team that doesn't pay. Mm. The Pats are like purposefully, they're so good because they won't overpay people.
Right.
That's their deal. They're known for that. They ship good players out all the time who are like, it's my turn to get paid, and they go, bye.
All right, go get paid.
Right.
You're welcome. Off you go.
You can take your Super Bowl ring with you when you go over there.
So Too Short just signed a deal with Green Holdings Group and White Angel Farms. He's launched a new line called Too Short Sticks.
All right.
And the packaging is fabulously professional looking. It says two pre-rolls, 100% top shelf flower, 1 gram is the net weight. He's partnered with these growers at White Angel Farms to work on the genetic selections for the flowers here.
Hmm.
They're saying he's actually really involved. I don't know if they're just saying it or he really is involved. They had a tasting party, invited leaders in the industry. And really...
What it says on the package, 100% top shelf flower.
Yes. Unlike many celebrities in this space who license out their names for a check, we chose to take this project on because of Short's commitment to weed. He's been influential and detail-oriented in every step of the project. He meets regularly with the grow team. He sits in on every marketing meeting. He's asked that a 24-hour video feed is made to the public so they can watch each and every Short Sticks pre-roll being made.
Wow.
Let's see. They're doing a launch party pretty soon. And Too Short, they say, joins a long list of celebrities getting into the cannabis industry, including mm-hmm. Bella Thorne, Willie Nelson, Mike Tyson. The list goes on.
Gross. I know one of the housewives I was watching the other night, her and her husband are getting into it.
Well, even Whoopi's got a CBD company.
Right. Hey, going back to Song of the Summer,
got
a note from Jane. Song of the Summer is Jonas Brothers' Sector.
Yeah. You know what? That's to
I'm
me.
Like, I
that
forgot
feels
about that.
Like a
that,
song of the summer.
Yeah, that definitely does.
Was there who decided this? The song of the summer on that list that I was looking at.
Yeah, I know. Who did? Was it Billboard?
I don't know, but they had a global list too. So,
Yeah,
this feels like a summer song.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, I agree with all of you.
Thanks. Well, why? Because Jane
ladies.
Said so.
I don't want no trouble.
Well, that's right, Vinny.
If Jane says, I believe. Judge Mathis.
I don't know this
yes.
guy.
Yes, okay, so I haven't seen him in a while. And I don't, is his show still on?
Oh, I don't know about that, but he's,
okay.
You know.
What's the story?
Well, he has to go in front of a judge. Because he spit on a valet.
Oh, no.
And TMZ is saying that guy lawyered up. The TV judge dropped his car off. I guess he valet parked his Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got one of those. At Flood's Bar and Grill in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. That's where he's from. I think he was a district court judge there.
Well, when he left, that's when things went south. So a valet had Mathis' keys in his pocket, was out on a run to retrieve another car, was gone 10 to 15 minutes when that guy... When that guy finally came back, Judge Mathis chewed the guy out. And just swear filled. He gave him a schooling,
oh, no.
Says here, in front of coworkers and company, customers. And then The valet said, listen, I had to run a long way to get the other car. I'm so sorry I accidentally took your keys. Like, I knew you were coming and I just was getting this other car. Then the valet says, Mathis went and hocked a loogie on him. And that's when he left.
I'm super against that.
Oh, my God. It's the most horrible of insults. There are witnesses who say, yep, not only did he swear at him elaborately, but he hocked a loogie on him, too.
That is horrible behavior.
I know. I couldn't believe it. Did you like him as a judge?
I did. He was cool. He was tough. I was reading an article, I think, that he did have some spitting cases as well. The show looks, as of last year, the show was still on.
Oh.
Ugh, that's so disappointing.
So TMZ, of course, reached out to Judge Mathis.
Oh, did he say anything?
He didn't get back to them.
Yeah.
Multiple witnesses to this incident.
So
the valet.
Gross, dude.
I know, it's so gross. The valet filed a police report alleging criminal assault. And the cops are looking into it, and so he may wind up in front of a judge himself, Judge Mathis. Here's a picture of him, Vinny. I don't watch any of those judge shows. Not since Wapner went away.
I got nothing.
Went away or died.
But I'm jealous of the roles. That's a neat thing to be able to pull up anywhere in a Rolls Royce. That's pretty fun.
In Detroit, Rock City.
Like, that's a neat thing to have said about you, don't you think?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I do feel, though, if you've gotten to the point in your life where you have a Rolls, you're not spitting on people anymore. It's so
And I want a driver
classless.
With that, too.
Yeah, get somebody else to spit on them for you.
Yeah. Get one of your servants to spit on them.
Hey,
that
list of Song of the Summer, that's from Variety.
Oh.
But I think they use a lot of Billboard stats to get their numbers.
They just look for the biggest songs. Like, to me, that's not necessarily an indicator.
Well, you know what they should do.
What?
Call Jane.
Yeah, obviously. I'm a sucker for you. Oh, that's one of the songs of the summer. It's not summery. It's wintry. I'll squeeze this in. Netflix is going to release 10 films this fall in theaters, well ahead of their streaming debuts. They are getting into the movie theater business. So Steven Soderbergh has a movie called The Laundromat. Martin Scorsese has a film called The Irishman, which stars Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. That is going to be out in theaters November 1st and then be on Netflix November 27th. They've been actively seeking awards recognition, and that's a big part of this. They want to make sure that enough of their stuff is getting into movie theaters exclusively and not at exactly the same time that they can be considered a movie studio, I guess, right?
I see you're struggling. Let me help you. It's theaters.
Oh, theaters.
Theaters.
Oh, that was really close. Say it again.
Theaters.
No. You gotta get that third syllable in there. Steven Spielberg, who has said all Netflix's releases are TV movies, has suggested that they should be ineligible for awards.
Didn't he say after that, though, he was just kidding?
He walked it back a little bit, but, you know, because I think the Academy went, no, we're going to go ahead and let them. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences shot down a suggestion that the Oscar eligibility rule should be changed to make it harder for streaming movies to win awards. So they're doing 10 fall movies, The Laundromat, on September 7th, which is out on Netflix on October 18th. Dolomite is my name. Is that how you say that? Dolomite? That's an Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh, right.
It's going to be in theaters October 4th and on Netflix October 25th. The King, which is that Timothée Chalamet guy, the really good-looking, dark-haired guy. He was in the gay movie with Armie Hammer, and he was the love interest in Lady Bird.
I still got
Ronan.
Nothing.
He's
You're talking
so
movies
cute.
I don't see.
So cute. He's going to be playing King Henry V, and his nemesis in that is Robert Pattinson with a long blonde wig on.
Oh, really?
He plays like a dark knight.
You love it?
I watched the trailer this morning. I was
Did you love it?
I'll watch that.
Did Robert Pattinson look hot?
Yeah, did he look good?
Did look hot.
Oh, you're into
really?
It.
Really?
He looked good in the wig, I'll tell you that. That Timothée Chalamet guy, though, I feel gross for how attractive I think he is because he's a kid.
Really? Yeah, he's 23.
Yeah.
Oh, you could do a 23-year-old.
No, 23 is interested in this.
Here are the two of them.
Oh.
Is that the kid talking about?
Jesus, I almost fell right over. Yes, that is him.
But with the bowl cut?
Well,
that kid?
They cut his hair like Henry the...
You're into that guy.
Not with that hair. He's get a picture of him in.
And the other guy, you're into that guy?
Yeah, I'm into that guy. Yeah. Look at him. He almost looks like a vampire knight.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
A vampire.
Both that look ridiculous.
It's a terrible. Well, it's a period piece, Vin. Everyone looked ridiculous in every period up until now.
So why are you so into people from that period?
They look ridiculous. I just like that kid. It's got nothing to do with. They're not actually from that period. I'm not sure if you're aware. Anyway, there's a whole bunch more. Netflix, everybody, subscribe. We are not paid endorsements.
Man, I'm still working my way through Mindhunter. It is good.
Oh yeah, you were saying you got back on that.
They went and talked to, Manson.
Oh, Charles Manson?
Yeah, and they do a neat job of showing him and the.
Wait. Is it a real? It's like a documentary.
No, Mindhunter is a TV show.
So they have a character playing.
Yes,
I see. Got it. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff. Yoga accident.
Oh no,
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:39. Hollywood. Oh, certainly is. Big Brother's on tonight.
Woo!
Thank you, Yuzette. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then I can't wait for Maria's email.
I know. Yay. Me neither. Thanks, Maria. Thanks for always watching.
Actually, reading her emails catches me up on everything. So Maria's actually helping me out. But I do read, the recaps from whoever that puts them out.
I know. There's a lot of people that do recaps on Big Brother. Some people are so amusing. I like
Maria. But at least Maria keeps it short, girl. Just keep it short.
Yep, just puts her thoughts down. Mm-hmm. Anyway, coming up at 9 o'clock, Universal Studios Hollywood. That's where we're at.
Yes.
Come on, Jurassic
Very
World,
popular.
The ride. We've got your chance at a 4-pack of tickets and a chance at the grand prize.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience Planet Home this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food, and beverage program, all to solve the planet's future. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
I like it.
Incredible lineup of speakers and musicians. Snoop Dogg's going to be there, for God's sake. go to the website and check it out. The rundown's amazing.
Planet I'm interested Home. To see how that goes. I think, is this the first time they've done it?
First time that I know of here. Yeah. Maybe they've done it in other cities. I don't know if they're touring around.
Yeah,
possibly.
Know. It's a great place too. I mean, God, I love going to the Palace of Fine Arts just to walk around. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Here's what's happening: Tropical Storm Dorian is threatening Puerto Rico with a direct hit at near Hurricane Force. As you know, Hurricane Maria devastated the island back in 2017. And
they're barely back on their feet from that.
Well, there were people without power for almost a year, and so they're saying, "I'm hearing." That they say that won't happen this time.
Well, I guess its state of emergency was declared like last night before this even happened. They're telling everybody do 10 days worth of supplies. A lot of people are fleeing. Mm-hmm. Good luck, guys.
I can see why they would if things were as bad as it sounds last time.
Well, how traumatized are you from, not having power for a year after your home gets decimated and now it's coming again? Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yikes is right. All right, this next story, I had to look it up to confirm some of it. So a woman was doing a yoga pose on her balcony and ended up falling.
Oh no!
A college student in Mexico survived an 80-foot fall.
Oh my God!
Alexa Terraza was practicing an extreme yoga pose over the edge of her sixth-floor apartment balcony in San Pedro.
Why would she do it over the edge?
Instagram.
When she lost her balance and fell.
Oh, my God.
An image shows the 23-year-old hanging upside down while performing the stunt, and it's being widely shared.
Oh, my God.
It's everywhere.
God.
You see it?
Just looking at the picture gives me those chilly things in my hands.
That's the picture. She's six floors up.
Oh, she's an idiot.
Oh, my God.
I don't see. I can't tell. So she's just.
She's on the other side of the bar. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
So the bar is across her midsection.
So is her face against like a plexiglass there?
It looks
so,
like it. Yeah.
Okay. Because you can see her face through this.
And then she's taking her hands off the bar and she. overbalanced. Oh yeah. My God! Do you need the story about
you don't have video of that though.
Please,
there's no video.
Let's not.
I don't think
yeah.
so.
Okay,
well,
the picture's everywhere.
Well,
that's for sure.
She's a dummy. What an idiot. Why do we take chances? You're right. Instagram. That's what it is.
The photo was clicked by her friend right before she slipped and hit the driveway just after lunchtime on Saturday.
They can't believe she lived.
She was rushed to a local hospital. The surgery lasted over 11 hours. They fear that she may not be able to walk for 3 years as her knees and ankles had to be reconstructed. She also, they say she reportedly broke 110 bones.
What do you got, 206 bones?
Something like that.
So she broke half her body.
She fractured both of her legs and arms as well as her hips and head.
Oh, that poor girl. What a big dummy.
You got 206 bones in your body.
Please don't.
Good God.
What are you doing? It's like, you know how other people get injured doing yoga? Drunk yoga. People like who do yoga, somebody does a pose and then I'm going to do one too. Look at this one I can do. And then they fall on their face. Like I know someone who got injured with that.
Who?
And you know her too.
I couldn't read your lips. Drunk
yoga. Don't do it. You know, we get it. You're amazing. You don't have to do it.
Not asked and yell.
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you during the break.
All right.
I don't want to call the girl out.
Why not?
Because I've actually encouraged her to do it a few times, and I'm a bad person.
Oh.
Well, she likes it.
You want to see if she can pull
it
off.
She wants to be called on.
Yeah. Well, some people do.
An investigation quickly after the fall found that the balcony's rail had no structural failings, and it was an accident. She just slipped and fell.
She flipped herself off the balcony.
Yep.
It's just stupidity, human stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
So anyway, the old Instagram pose. Let me get a...
Take a picture of me right before I die.
I may be wrong because I know a lot of people, very close friends that love yoga, do yoga, but extreme yoga and yoga it's a contradiction. Like you shouldn't, that's the whole thing is to be calm.
Right. Centered, come back to your breath.
Right.
Be flexible, maintain your balance.
That's not extreme.
No.
This is extreme.
Yeah, well, it's stupid, extremely stupid.
But.
I mean, she's basically... That doesn't even look like yoga. That just looks like someone who's turning themselves upside down or, you know, like you could do it over a sawhorse.
It's jackass yoga.
Yeah. You don't have to do that over your balcony, you dummy. Jackass yoga. That's what that, you know what? That's what that is, Vinny. Jackass yoga.
That's what those boys do.
Yeah.
And somehow those boys always seem to survive it.
Right.
I mean, they lose teeth and they're scarred in ways you would never want.
Right.
But they still seem to limp away.
Right. Laughing their asses off. Oh my God, you believe I did that? Did I poop myself?
Did you get the video?
Oh, thank God. It's not worth doing if it's not on tape.
Well, in their case, they did make millions. In
her
case, I don't know what to say. It doesn't sound like she's ever going to be the same again.
No, she just pulverized herself.
An overwhelming majority of businesses don't make people dress up anymore.
Yeah. Seems like everything's gotten a lot more casual.
Uh-huh. Most places are just casual. Mm. It's not business casual. It's just casual.
Wear whatever you want.
And some have zero dress code. Like zero.
Mm.
It's still possible.
Did you have a dress code at the surf shop?
No. Nope.
Yeah, that seems like one of the first places that would get rid of that. Mm-hmm. It seems like banks, you'd have to dress up a little.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like places that... because even... At my kid's internship, I go, don't you want to go buy some clothes and get some button done? He goes, no, I don't want to stand out as the nerd.
Mm.
I'm like, hon.
He's okay. A mom.
You know what?
Yeah. Time to change.
All right.
Great.
All right.
They say ripped jeans, leggings are high on the list of being too casual.
Yeah, I know people who really only wear their activewear.
Activewear.
Going to my job in my activewear. Yeah.
I can see why leggings would just be... Although, to me, that seems itchy.
Mm.
But I guess if you have shaved legs, then it wouldn't be.
Oh, right? I guess these would probably be considered leggings, what I'm
wearing
today.
What do you got on? Let's have a look at your leggings.
They're not itchy?
No. Here, hold on.
Oh, she's coming in.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are... Oh, those are...
Oh, those are your shiny... They're...
I have two pairs of shiny ones.
They're sort of shiny, yeah.
Yeah.
They got some zippers on there. That fancies them up a little.
Yeah.
They're not super tight. I mean, they're... close fitting, but they're not like, you know, those spandex completely attached to your body.
Yeah. Were they when you got them and you've stretched them out or no?
No. They pretty much stay the same.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I throw them in the wash and then I hang them over the banister. I don't put them in the dryer. I have purchased some yoga pants, but you wear them as business pants also.
Yes.
With the loops.
Yep.
They're like a local company on Market Street, I think, Beta Brand.
Yeah.
They're nice.
They
like
are
them.
Nice, and they do look like slacks, mm-hmm. and yet they're really... In fact, Bryn wears ones like that. They look like slacks, but he can do the splits in them, and, mm-hmm. you know, they're
loosen
just...
up.
It's like yoga pant material mm-hmm. made into a slack. Yeah. Is there a slack or is it always slacks?
No. I thought it was slacks.
I think it's slacks all the time, every day.
Every day, yeah. slacks. Every
so it's not
day.
Made into a slack, it's made into slacks.
Right, slacks.
Okay.
Because you have two legs.
Yeah.
Although then what if you only had one?
So you don't have a pant, you have a pair of pants.
Right.
Yeah. But Vinny's right, what if you did have only one?
You still have to put
but
it over.
Still, if you call it a pair or something, what if I only had one leg? Then do I just put on my pant?
I don't know.
No, you're still putting it on with the zipper.
Through
so
the
you're
pant
just
leg.
Cut that one leg.
Through the pant leg, you know? I wouldn't say through the pants leg.
Yeah.
I pulled my one foot through the pant leg.
Right, but then both pant legs equal slacks.
The set equals, okay.
That's why it's plural.
I don't pull it through a slack leg.
Slacks.
Yeah, slacks. Well, we really can go off on any tangent.
Yeah.
That's true.
Back to you, Ben.
Okay. It looks like Saudi Arabia, our friends there.
Oh, we love them. What do they call that guy? MLB.
I can't think of it. Anyway.
The guy who ordered the journalist murdered. You know, that guy.
Oh.
The Saudi prince.
That's we're not talking about
that. All right.
The world's longest, tallest and fastest roller coaster with speeds of 155 miles per hour.
Oh my God.
Is going to be opening in Saudi Arabia's new Six Flags theme park.
Oh my God. Six Flags Safety Second is the name of that place.
That's 155 miles per hour.
That's too fast.
Is it?
I'm fine with the 40 mile an hour ones. Like, how fast is the one down on the beach boardwalk go? Because that one's scary because it's old. And you can even see it kind of moving a little.
I don't think that, what do you think that goes, 40?
That's what I was thinking, like 40.
40. 35.
Yeah, if that.
Didn't
the dipper.
Wasn't there an accident in India earlier this summer?
Yes.
Like it snapped in half or something on a roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wasn't that?
That was India, though. This is Saudi Arabia.
Was that a roller
coaster, Saudi Arabia.
Or was that that one with the arm that swings you and then the thing broke?
It wasn't a roller coaster. It was one of those
swing arm things.
Yeah, swingy, twisty things.
Though. Yeah.
And the thing just...
And then it happened... Again, weren't there two incidents of the same exact ride?
But it just gave
a pendulum style ride, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
when
boy.
Is it supposed to be ready?
I don't have the opening, but I thought 155 mile per
hour. Guys,
would you go on that?
I would go on it.
You would?
I would. I love roller coasters.
But 155 miles per hour.
Well, if I was doing 155 in a car, it's not like the G-forces are going to kill me.
That's
got
to be breaking the record by a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what the fastest roller coasters are. I don't even think I've ever heard of one that went over 100.
Hmm.
Have you? It must be just insanely tall to get.
What's the fastest you've gone in a car?
I don't know. Not very fast compared
to
what you've
been. Well, we
know
now. I mean, with
no, I'm saying in general, like, you know, maybe 100. I don't know.
All right.
And I was probably going, slow down! Oh, my God! What are you doing?
Oh, so you weren't driving.
F no.
I see.
I don't think I've ever gone over 90.
Oh, personally, you've never pushed the gas pedal to 90.
Sometimes when we would drive to Tahoe, I'd go 85.
Oh, my. Oh, goodness. You survived that?
For me, that's insanity.
You're crazy.
I know. Well, look, it's a long-ass drive, you know? If I can cut a few minutes off by going 85.
Open it up.
Plus 80. So long and so straight.
Mm.
85.
I know.
You are reckless.
I'm a crazy woman.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I can see that there are people out there who would go, I'm all about 155 miles per hour. I think I'd do it if everyone was doing it, but I also think if the line was long enough, I'd be like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, and I certainly wouldn't be first in line. Like, let's let a few
When's that
gone? A few runs go. Yeah. And is there any protection? Can I have all the
helmet? Can I be bubble wrapped?
Exactly.
Can I be...
Yikes.
I actually think just the class you had to take for the Segway would scare... I'd be like, I don't need to do the Segway.
Oh, no. It wasn't. It's nothing.
Doesn't sound fun enough for that. How long was the class?
Half an hour.
Yeah, that's too long.
It was fun.
Half hour video?
We watched a 10-minute video, and then we all had to get out there and maneuver through the little things, and then we did it as a group. And
I'll just ride my skateboard next to you guys.
You'll be fine. You can't do that on the trails.
I couldn't believe it went off-road. I'll meet you around.
It was fun. I liked it.
All right.
Segways. Who knew?
Yeah. 408 says, Sarah, have you seen that Tyler C. from the last Bachelorette season is dating Gigi Hadid?
Yeah.
Biggest, hottest bachelorette export. He now goes on double dates with Serena Williams and VMA after parties with Taylor Swift.
Well, he was already like an underwear model. So he's good looking. He's a good looking guy. The beef is, and I didn't watch this past season. The chick was very cute, Hannah. And he's actually seen her a couple times after they got married? They didn't get married.
What do you mean? That's the show.
Yeah, that's... not how it always works out. Oh. Although, you know who's still together 3 years later is Aaron Rodgers' brother, Jordan Rodgers.
Oh.
And that chick, JoJo. 3 years. He just re-proposed to her at their three-year anniversary.
Wow.
I know. Kind
Look
of surprising,
at them go.
Right? Cute. Huh. I think his family lives up in Chico.
That's
Chico!
Right. That is right.
Yeah.
His famous story is that Aaron Rodgers, I think, went to a junior college and then played ball at Cal.
Oh.
Across the bay, where our boy goes.
Yeah.
And then from there, went to the Packers.
Right.
And sat on his butt behind, what's his bucket, for I think like 3 years. Anyway.
Yeah, he's great, though. This guy, the Jordan dude, he was also he just wasn't as good as his brother. That's got to sting, you know.
Well, can't all be Aaron Rodgers.
That's true.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.